Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We are on Daf Chaf Tes Lamed Beis. We are about 8 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Mishtabeach le Rav Chista Rav Huna Breda from Nuna Dadam Gadalu. Rav Chista praised to Rav Huna about Rav Nuna that he was an Adam Gadol. Amalei, he told him, Kishyava liadcha viliadi, when he comes to visit you, I want to come meet him. Kiyasa, when he came, Chaziya de lo paras sudra. He saw that he wasn't covering his head. Amalei, my time alo paras sudra. How come you're not covering your head? Amalei, de lo nisivna. I'm not married. Therefore, I'm not covering my head. What does that mean? The Beis Yosef says that clearly doesn't mean he wasn't wearing a yarmulke, because everybody wears a yarmulke. It was some kind of other head covering that only married people wore. The Gra says, believe it or not, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. And people that were not married weren't wearing a yarmulke. That's, I think, an unpopular Gra, because we don't want to believe that. Magen Avraham says, this Gemara right here is the makar for wearing a talus over your head. Besides, it's other Gemaras say that. Other Gemaras. Hashem did it. The Gemara says Hashem wore a talus over his head. But the point is that when you're married, you're that's a makar for wearing a talus when you're married. Why don't we wear a talus when we're not, except for Yekis? Why don't we wear a talus when you give our mitzvah? Really very, very unclear why. Very unclear why. It's extremely unclear. Why not? Some say it's based on this Gemara. That you see that when he was married, he did some kind of other head. Well, yarmulke? You don't want to say you didn't wear a yarmulke. You know, the Gra says that. You don't want to say that. What else can we say? All right. It must be he was, what's it called? He something with a talus. Okay? Anyway, Ahadrina la ape mine. He turned to him. Amalei, chazi de lo chazis lehu la api ad in the service. Don't come see me again if you're not married. Right? Rav Huna la taimei. Damar, if one is Damar, but Esim Shana, if someone's 20 years old already, V'lo Nasa Isha, he doesn't get married, Kal Yom of Bavera, all his days in sin. Bavera is Hakadadach, you think he's in sin? Ella Ema Kal Yom of Behirhur Avera. Yeah, he's thinking about sin, that's true, he's thinking about sin. Amar Rava, V'chaitana de Bera Bishmal, Ad Chav Shana, until 20, Yoshiva Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu sits, Umetzapa, and he waits, La Adam, for a person, Masa Yisa Isha, we don't get married. Kivin Shigia, Chav, V'lo Nasa, once he reaches 20 and he's not married, Omri says, Tipach atzmosav, his bones should become dried out. Omri Rav Chista said, Hai da'adiv difna michavroi, I am greater than my chaverim. You know why I'm so great? Because dinesivna b'shitzar. I got married when I was 16 years old. Vihavi nesivna bar besar. Had I gotten married when I was 14 years old, have amina l'satan gira be'inecha. I could have told the satan, take an arrow, stick an arrow in your eye. In other words, Rashi says on top, Kolomar, Hayithim is Garabo. I could have bested the Yetzihara. Vish Sutton, who Yetzihara? The Sutton is the Yetzihara. V'lo Ira Sheyachtian. He wouldn't have been able to get me to sin. Right? And the Ben Yehoyada says, what's the mushal of an arrow as opposed to, let's say, a sword? There's an arrow from far away. Even from far away! Not close, right? You can do damage from far away. A sword, you have to be close by. From far away, thank you. From far away, you can do damage. Why? Because he wouldn't have had any Yetzihara because he would have been married already at such a young age. Okay.
Can I ask if Rav Chista thought he was so virtuous to get married young, why was he praising Rav Hanuna?
What do you mean, why was he praising Rav Hanuna?
Previously, Gemara was...
He said, imagine what he would have praised had he been married.
Okay.
Amar le Rava le Rav Nassim bar Ami, Adidach al Tavare Divrecha, Adidach al Tavare Dabrech Mishitzar Viad Esrim Vitarti. What that means is you only have control over your kids from the times of 16 till 22. V'Amar le Mitmani, sorry, from 18 al Esrim V'Arba till 24. Rashi says, second Rashi, Ba'od Yodcha Tekifa al Banecha. What when you still have your hand on the kids, so to speak, kodem shiagdil, before they grow up, velo yikabel techacha sacha, and they won't accept anything you say anymore. They won't accept your mussar. Not going to listen to you. Tisiyu isha, let them get married.
Wouldn't that be really 16 you have control?
What? It was in those days. Kitanoi, It says, there's a braisa that says like this. Chanoch lenar al pi darko. Right? Everyone knows this pasuk. Each child has to have chinuch the way that suits them. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia. Chad amar mishitar vet esen v'tartin, from 16 to 22. Chad amar mitzmani sari vet esen v'arba, from 18 to 24. Okay. Next. Ad heichon chayiv adam lulmad espino Torah. To what extent do you have to teach your children Torah? How much do you have to teach them? How much? What do you have to teach them? So amar Yehuda, amar Shmuel, kigon, zvulun bendon. Like zvulun bendon. Shalimdo, Rashi says that Zvulun Ben Don was somebody who was a Talmud in those days. Someone in those days. Shalimdo Avi Aviv, his grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, and Agados. Later on, we're going to explain what all that means. Mikra, there's no dispute what that means. Mikra means Mikra. Mikra means Chumash. What's Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, and Agados? We'll explain all that in a minute. Meisve, 1 minute. How could you tell me if a chiyuv to teach your son all that? Lamdut Mikra, Ein Malamdo Mishnah. You have to teach him Mikra and not Mishnah. What are you telling me? He taught him all that. That's not true. Amar Rava, Mikra Zu Torah, and Mikra is Torah. In other words, all you have a chiyuv to teach your son is Torah. He wants to learn Mishnayos. You don't have a chiyuv to teach him Mishnayos or Gemara or Shulchan Aruch. You don't have a chiyuv to do that. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Kizvulun ben don, vizlo kizvulun ben don. Not exactly. Kizvulun ben don, shalamdu avi aviv. First of all, the grandfather did it. The Gemara, we're going to ask in a minute, what's the difference, what's a grandfather as opposed to a father? We'll get to that in a minute. Vizlo kizvulun ben don. But halacha is not like what Zvulun ben don's grandfather did. The ilu hasa mikra mishnah talmud halachas vagados. His grandfather told him all that. The ilu hacha mikra levad. And here, he taught him just Mikra. Okay?
There's no father involved.
What?
There's no father, or just a grandfather.
Hmm?
There was no father.
Correct. Or his grandfather did it, so whatever.
Assuming the son is at the age of chinuch, rather than...
We don't remember, we had yesterday, we didn't say what age yet.
Okay.
We didn't say what age.
Right.
So the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that, but... That's only true. You only have a chiyuv to teach your son mikra if it's all you can afford. So that's the bare minimum. That's the bare minimum. The Marsha says, no, only a grandfather has a chiyuv to teach mikra. That's the bare minimum. A grandfather, of course. Now this grandfather taught him more. That's lovely. But a grandfather has a chiyuv only mikra. A regular father, a father as opposed to a grandfather, you can't get away with just mikra. Okay, as we're going to see in a minute, v'shinantam levanecha. Okay. Now, okay. The avi aviv, mi mechayev, is a grandfather even chayev? Where'd that come from? The Tanya, v'atanya, v'limadetem osam es b'neichem. You have a duty to teach your son, v'lo b'nei b'neichem, and not your grandson. Umani mechayem, what do I do with the following pasuk? V'hodatem levanecha. You should teach your children. V'livnei vonecha. And your grandchildren. Right? Now, I need a chumash. 1 second. What? Yeah. This pasuk, v'hodatam livonecha or livnei vonecha, it's a fascinating pasuk. You know why? Because the pasuk is in Devarim Dalet Perek Tes. It's in Devarim Dalet. Devarim Dalet, right? It says, right? Dalet Tes. It says, "Rak Hisham Alecha, Ushmor Nashech Ma'od." Be very careful. Pen Tishkach Es Devarim. If you forget the things Asher Ra'u Einecha that you saw. Upen yasuru milvavecha, and you remove them from your heart. Kol yimei chayecha, all the days. V'hodatem levanecha, ulevnei vanecha. And you teach them to your sons and your sons' sons. The reason why this pasuk is fascinating is because who's Moshe Rabbeinu talking to? He's talking to a generation that didn't even see it. Right? This is in the 40th year. It's in the last week of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. They're all dead. The generation that was at Har Sinai is all dead.
Unless they were under 20.
Unless they were under 20.
Correct.
So he's talking to people and he's telling them, don't forget Asher Ra'u Einecha, what you saw. Don't forget what you saw. Upen Yasuru Milvavecha, don't remove from your heart. Kal Yimechecha, Vodatem Levanecha, and teach your children and your grandchildren. The overwhelming majority of people standing there, what are you talking about? I wasn't there.
Okay.
I've been
what?
You were all there on some Kabbalistic level. That's what Moshe is talking about. What? They weren't alive. They weren't alive. What does this pasuk mean? What's pasuk shot in this pasuk? Anyone have any suggestion?
Yeah,
what's pasuk shot in the pasuk?
Don't forget for the future, I guess.
Tells them, don't forget what your eyes saw. What you saw. Don't forget what you saw. What? No. Because the next pasuk says, Yom, the day, Asher Amadta Lefneihem Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev, when the Torah was given. And by the way, in a little bit, Moshe keeps on going, keeps on talking, and then you get the Aseret Dibros. Again, in this is Parshas Veschanan. What's the Pasha Pshat of this Pasuk?
Yeah, they didn't. Their parents taught them also.
Oh, that's the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk. Yeah. The Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk is that when you learn, it's Pasha Pshat. This is not already a fancy thing, right? The Pasha Pshat is that when you tell your son, you know that I was at Har Sinai, and I stood at Har Sinai, and I received the Torah, it's transferred to the son.
Yeah.
That's the Pasha Pshat of this Pasuk.
Yep.
Pasha Pshat. Not drushes. One of the most amazing. By the way, it's only one of the only psukim in the Torah. One of the only psukim in the Torah, maybe three psukim that mention grandchildren.
Yeah.
Only very, very few, right? This one, the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bo. Don't forget to tell your grandchildren about what's going on here in Mitzrayim, right? Maybe one other one, right? It's very, very unusual. This is the main one, right? The Gemara is going to have a whole drasha now about this pasuk, about teaching grandchildren Torah. So, what?
Pesach is the parents.
Correct. Right? That's why it's in Parshas Bo.
Rabbi, we'll be talking about it this week.
But, yeah. That's why in the beginning of Parshas Bo.
Oh,
you heard about that?
Hope it's not taping.
It is taping. Vodatem levanecha levnevanecha. Lo malacha. The teacher. Shekal ha-malamed is b'no Torah. If you teach your son Torah, ma'ala levakasav ki ulamdolo ulevanav. Ulevno, uleven bino, atzov kol doros. It's a continuation. Because this pasuk says that. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to people that had not been there. But it's ki'ilu they were there because their father told them about it. And their father taught it to them. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu could say with a straight face, don't forget what happened there. I shouldn't forget what happened there. I wasn't even there. Of course I wasn't there. But my father drilled it into me. It was as if I was there. Right? Anyway, the bottom line is, what do you see from this pasuk? That there is a chiyuv to teach your grandchildren, right? Hu da'amar ki aitana. The Tanya, well, yeah. It says like this. Ulamadatem osam es b'neichem. You have a duty to teach your children. Ein li ele b'neichem. B'nei b'neichem b'nai. What about grandchildren? Tamud lomar. Vodatem levanecha levnei vanecha. You teach your grandchildren. Im kei ma tamud lomar b'neichem. Why does it say b'neichem? B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. I mean, sons and not daughters. And yesterday we spent time talking about that. Okay. Amar Rishu ben Levi. Kol malamed es ben b'no Torah. If anyone teaches their grandchildren Torah, ma'ala alav akasav ki'i kibla me'har Sinai. Right? It's as if they themselves got it from Har Sinai. Shenemar, v'odatem levanecha levnei vanecha. Right? V'samach le'i. And right there it says, Yom Asher Amadta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Chorev. Right? And right there it says B'Chorev. If we have time at the end, I'll say something more on this. Reb Chiya bar Abba Ashkechel Reb Shur ben Lakish. Reb Shur ben Levi. Sorry. He bumped into Reb Shur ben Levi. The Shadi Disna Aresha. He was wearing some kind of kerchief on his head. And he was taking his son to the shul. His grandchild, to the Beis HaMedrash. Rashi says, Sadin she'ena roya latif hasarosh. It wasn't really appropriate for him. He shouldn't go without his head covered, but it wasn't put on right. It was like, you know, sometimes you see these His hat was on funny. The shinkle was on funny. It wasn't on right. It was in a rush. Amalei, my kulai. What's a big rush? Amalei, mi zutra my dechsev odatum levanachol v'samach leyomah sharmatul v'nei Hashem alkecha b'choriv. Such a small thing. It says that. Teach my grandchild Torah as if he was on Har Sinai. Not a small thing. Okay, so my head covering's a little funny looking. Okay, I don't mind. Mikan ve'elech, Rav Chiya bar Abba lo tam umtza ad demikri liyinuka umosife. After he heard that, he wouldn't eat any meat until he taught his grandchild Torah, and he added something on. Rav bar Chahuna lo tam umtza ad demaisi liyinuka lebei medrasha. He also wouldn't eat meat until he came to the yeshiva.
What does
it shows a big suda. Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. My dechsev, what does it mean when it says Vishinantem Livanecha? What does the word Vishinantem mean? I mean, we translate it means to teach. So it's a funny word, Vishinantem. What's Vilimadatam? What's Vishinantem? Altaka Vishinantem El Vishilashtam. Not repeat, triple. Right? La'olam Yishlish Adam Es Shinosav. A person should have his life in thirds. Shlish Bamikra, Shlish Bamishnah. Shlish b'Talmud, a third Mikra, a third Mishnah. What's Mishnah? So, to machlok, it's what Mishnah means. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says Mishnah means. So when once you finish what Mishnah is, well, what's not Mishnah? Mishnah is the following: halachas psukos, which includes Mishnayos, Brisos, Amarayim, Tayag mitzvos, all the reasons of all the mitzvos, v'dikdukehem, all the pratim of every mitzvah, dikduk de sofrim, pirushim of the Torah Shabbat, drashos, agados, all that is Mishnah. It's like, what's left? What? Oh, very good. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like that. That, by the way, that's all Mishnah. So it's not Mishnah. What's left? Next one is Talmud. What's Talmud? What's left? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that there's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. What's the Talmud now? We pass it on like Rashi, that Rashi is all the contradictions, all the to resolve any stira anywhere. That's all Talmud, right? Which is not halacha psuka. We don't pass it that way, right? So I don't need to know. Why do I need to know how to reconcile what Beis Shammai said over here and what Beis Shammai said? We don't pass it on Beis Shammai anyway. That's Talmud, right? The Rambam said a little different. The Rambam said Talmud means that it's interesting. We might be more happy with the Rambam's pshat. The Rambam says Talmud means to be maven dover mitoch dover. If I don't understand this very well, it'll help me understand that. That's not halacha psuka. That's Talmud. It's a different thing, right? It's a little similar to Rashi.
That is one of the reasons also.
Correct. Correct. Right? And of course, the Shulchan Arav says that Kabbalah is included in Talmud. Okay, fine, very good. Now, and the Gemara says you should divide it into thirds. So the Gemara says, Mi yodea kamachai, but how do you know how long you're going to live? How can you divide it into thirds? Lo tzricha liyome. No, each day, Rashi says, Yimei hashavua, the days of the week. What does that mean? So Tosfos thinks it means as follows. Look at Rashi. Look at Tosfos. Lo tzricha liyomei. Pirush pekuntris. Rashi explains. Yimei haShabbos. Klomar. He says Yimei haShavua. Okay. What does that mean? Klomar. Shnei yamei mikra. Shnei yamei mishnah. Shnei yamei gemara. 2 days mikra. 2 days mishnah. 2 days Talmud. And maybe Shabbos you review or something, whatever. Right? That's how you divide your week. That's how you makayim the Gemara's instruction.
How about dividing each day into thirds?
Okay. But that's what Rashi said to do. Right? But the Gemara says, Tosfos says, V'lo nehiri, that can't be right. The Imkain, Akati havi matzil l'mifrach, miyadet kamachai, well, you're going to die this week. It's a funny tie-in on the Rashi. It's a funny tie-in on Rashi.
Anyway, the body, always
no. V'yesh lomar, mefaresh, b'chol yom v'yom atzmo yashlish. Every day, you divide your day into thirds. Al-Kain, Tiki, listen to this. Alkein Tiki Sidim Rav Amram Gon. Therefore, Rav Amram was Masakin. Kimosh Anorogim B'chol Yom. Kodem Pesukim Dezimra. Before we daven, Lomar to say Mikra, Mishnah, Ugemara. So right away we get all three one day in the morning. For Benatam Pirish Shanu, listen to this. Somchen Ahad Amirim B'Sanhedrin B'chol Belula. Bavel is Belula. Bavel has is a mixture. Mikra, Mishnah, Ugmara, Digamarta, Bavel, Balal, Mikulam. Talmud Bavli has it all. That's why it's called Talmud Bavli. It's from Bavel, but it's a play on the words. Also, it's all mixed in. Everything's in Talmud Bavli. It's a famous shita of Tosfos, because according to Rashi, most of us don't learn the right way. Most of us don't spend two days of our learning time learning Chumash. Some people do. Most of us don't do that. Most of us spend most of our time learning Gemara. Or, whatever suits your fancy, right?
Gemara's got everything in it.
That's what Akhil Tosa says. Gemara's got everything in it. So if you learn Gemara, you get Chumash, you get Palacha Psuka, Mishnayis, Lamdis, it's all good. What?
Not divided up into thirds.
What?
But at the end of
the Masechta, it's not divided up into thirds, but you're Makayan learning all three. So it has to be each minute? Rashi said yes. Rashi held it has to be each minute, it has to be divided. Rashi said each minute has to divide into thirds. Right? 2 days this, it doesn't mean whatever time you spend per day, whether it's an hour a day or 6 hours a day, you should be spending that the time you're spending learning Mikra and Mishnah. Most people don't do that. Right? Most people hold like Tosfos. Right? And just the way... What?
Yerushalmi doesn't have that include Mishnah.
First of all, no. It's a separate reason why we don't learn Yerushalmi. It's a whole separate discussion.
Because there's no art scroll.
First of all, there is. Second of all, that's not the reason.
There's a whole set of Pumashim. Hopefully, surely, that's exactly that.
What?
That's a set of Pumashim. That's exactly that.
Correct. Correct.
Divided up.
What?
They divide it up.
Yeah. You ever learn Chokli Yisrael? People used to do it. It's also very Kabbalistic because the first 6 days of the week, they only six psukim a day.
Right.
And then Friday, the rest of the parsha. Right. It's not divided normally. It's not a normal division. But after that, it's normal. There's Mishnayis and there's like, you know, some Musar. Every day, something, every day. Yeah, people learn that. There might be a set here.
Yeah, I brought it here.
What?
It's not a full set.
Right.
They have it now in English also translated.
Correct. Correct. So that's fascinating stuff.
But if you learn Chumash in the Gemara, you don't really have the basis of knowing the Chumash as well, just learning the Chumash.
What?
He said before the Chumash is in the Gemara, but you don't have the basis of learning the Chumash.
Okay.
Because you don't really know it as well.
Right. So by the way, you should just know that that the Rambam paskins like Rashi. They should divide your day into real thirds, right? Really learn your thirds. What? And the chelik of Chumash should be the same amount of time as learning Gemara. And believe it or not, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Unlike what we all do.
You're weak, you think? Rashi says weak.
What? You're weak. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You can divide how you want. The point is it's equal time. Equal time for everything. That's what Rashi holds, Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. Who doesn't hold like that? Tosfos. And the rest of Klal Yisrael. Right? Right? It is what it is.
Which one's politically correct?
What?
Which one's politically correct?
Equal time. Yes, of course. You should know that.
By the way, the Ritva says that whether you hold like Rashi or whether you hold like Tosfos, you should be spending time learning what you need to learn. So if someone's weak in Chumash, they should spend more time learning Chumash. If someone's weak in this and that, so that already, the sheet that saves everybody. Right? What did you say?
I really have a strong voice.
shouldn't you be learning what you really understand?
What? No. That's not the... No. No.
If you don't understand the Gemara Bechlal, you know what the head for it, you should learn it anyway?
Yes. Yes.
You have to learn 101 times till you get it?
Yeah. You have a chiyuv to learn everything. So there's a very chashuv rav in Eretz Yisrael. He's one of the Rosh Hashivas of Panovich. Right? His name is of Gershon Edelstein.
Okay.
And he writes Sfarim. And he says, he tells Balavatam, today, in the year 2016, you learn what you enjoy. You learn what you enjoy. If you enjoy Chumash, learn not to learn. You learn Chumash, you enjoy it, learn Chumash. You enjoy Gemara, learn Gemara. You enjoy Mishnayis, learn Mishnayis. How much time are you learning already? A few hours a day. How many hours a day are we talking about already? You learn what you enjoy. It's very interesting. If you think about it, it's not so crazy to say that. What?
He's right.
He's right. If you think about it, he's right. And he writes every week, he has a parsha sheet every week, and every week he says the same thing. It's always about learning what you enjoy. Because he's talking to Baal Batim, who some of them can't sit and listen to a show like we had yesterday from River Sachs. They can't sit and listen to that 5-4 hours a day. The head will spin. Some people can. So do whatever you enjoy. Some people love a Chumash Shir. Some people love a Navi Shir. Some people love Mishnah. It's all, they'll plenty. Someone said an amazing line to me. Someone said to me, once you start learning, how could you ever be bored? How could you be bored? Kids are always bored. Daddy, I'm bored. How could you be bored? There's so much to read.
Poorly, that's why.
Right, but here's the thing. There's so much to read. There's so much. How could you be bored? Such a great line. How could you ever be bored? Right? So what should you read? What you don't enjoy? No, so do what you enjoy. Everyone can find something they enjoy.
Absolutely.
Right, you walk into a Svarim store. I once went to a Svarim store, and a guy was a safer. It was in Big Lies, and the guy, there was a safer, a Pirush on the Targum of Yehoshua and Shoftim. A Pirush on the Targum of Yehoshua and Shoftim. And I said to Mr. Beagleizen, who is buying this? He says, are you kidding me? This will be gone in 2 days. These are all going to sell out. People are into this. They enjoy it. They're into that. They're going to buy it. It's going to be gone. The safer is going to be gone. It's amazing.
You go back to that later?
But, yeah.
But
you know?
But if you learn...
on the $5 shelf now.
But if you learn because they enjoy it, you're not really doing the Shema. You're doing low the Shema.
Like Tal says, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true. You're allowed to have a geshmak from learning. You're allowed to. Don't not to be such a litvak. You're allowed to. You're allowed to get a geshmak from learning. Don't worry about it.
So what does it mean, lal lishma?
What? Lal lishma means because I'm going to get a parnasa, someone's paying me, I want to be called a rabbi, I want to be a big shot, I want to get him to sit up on the dais. That's all shalal lishma. It's also okay. It's also okay. He's still doing it. Okay. Anyway, lefikach, Rashi says lefikach doesn't belong here because lefikach means therefore. It's not therefore. It's a new thing. Nikru, Rishonim, Sofrim. The Rishonim were called Sofrim. Why? The older generations were called Sofrim. The Gemara is talking. Shayi Sofrim kol Osios Sheba Torah. They would count all the Osios in the Torah. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it means Sofrim, that everything would be... There are 39 Avos Malachos. There are 4 Avos Nezikin. They gave categories to everything. The Rambam was very busy with that. I'm used to give this 232 lalosas you can get malchus for. Like, he always had these numbers. Everything was categories. That's what it means. Okay, it's machlokas. Anyway, she'omrim, vav de gachon, chetzin shal osios shal sefer Torah. The vav of gachon is the middle letter. Darash, darash, chetzin shal tevos. The words darash, darash is the halfway point of the words. Veskalach shal psukim. The word veskalach, that pasuk is the middle point of psukim. Yar kisimena chazir meyar, ayin diyar chetzin shal tehillim. The ayin of the word yar is the halfway point of Tehillim. For who rachum yichaper avon is chetzio of psukim. Right? Why don't we ask what the halfway mark of the words? Because the Gemara already has a suffix if haluka is one word or two, so we can't get the chetzio of words. We're not going to know.
These things are off anyway. You know that, right?
Yeah. Boy, Reb Yosef, vav de gachon mehai gisa or mehai gisa. Which side is it? Is it this side or that side? The Gemara assumed it was an even number. To ask this question, right? The Gemara assumed it was an even number. So Amalei, nice Sefer Torah, let's go get the Sefer Torah and count it. Milo Amar, Rabbi Barachana, Lo Zazu Misham Achivi Sefer Torah Benam. Wasn't there a story where they did that? They didn't move till they brought a Sefer Torah. Says Rashi, Lois Barish Hecha. I don't know where that story is, but there's a story that once happened. Amalei Inu Bekiyim Bechaseres VeYaseres. They were Bekiyim in extra letters and missing letters. Anan Lo Bekiyim. We're not Bekiyim. This is a topic in itself. This is a Shavuos night shir. What does that mean? Chaseris and Yaseris. The word Aharon. If it has a vav or it doesn't have a vav, it makes no difference. Right? But we have this assumption that our Torahs are the same Torah from Ezra Sofer, from Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not sure how true that is. I don't know. But this Gemara seems to say that it's not true. They're not the same Torah at all. Right? Boy Rav Yosef, V'hiskalach, mehaigisa, mehaigisa. What about the v'hiskalach? Which side of the Torah is that? Again, the assumption is an even number. Amalei, Abaya, psukimia, leisi, leminu. So go bring the psukim. Psukim nami lo b'kim, we're not b'kim in that also. D'chiyasar of acha bar ada, amar bar rava, psuki l'haikra, l'tlasa, psuki. This is a pasuk that really could be divided. We're not sure if it's really one pasuk or three psukim. V'yomar Hashem el Moshe, hine enochi bo elecha ba'ava anon. That pasuk could really be divided into three psukim, so we're not sure. Tana Rabbanan, Chameshes Alafim V'Shemona Meos V'Shemonim Shemona Psukim Havi Psukim Sefer Torah. 5,888 Psukim in the Torah. That's not true. How many are there really? Does article say? The real number is 5,845. It's only off by 40-something Psukim. This number's off by 40-something Psukim. What we have. Yeser Olav Tehillim Shmona. Tehillim has, it's eight more than Tehillim. Tosfos says that's impossible. It's much more than eight more.
Tehillim has eight more
than Yeser Olav Tehillim Shmona. Chasim has Devarim Shmona. And Devarim is eight less. And Tosfos, in the Tosfos, Yeser, Tema. Dal Karcha Chumash, Yesh Yoser Afilum HaYapsukim Tehillim Gimel Tevas. Even if you make Tehillim three words of Pasuk, it's Torah is way more than that. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Vishinantam. It says Vishinantam, she divrei Torah mechadatam beficha. Divrei Torah should be fluent in your mouth. Shem yishal lacha adam davar al tegamgem. If someone asks you a question, I don't know. Right? V'tomerlo, tell him. Elam atam miyad. Give an answer right away. You should know what you're talking about. You should know something. Tosfos in the bottom says that in Eilam Metzias it says that if someone asks you if you learned that mesnechta, you should say no. Yeah, that's because you shouldn't show off. Right? You shouldn't show off. But the bottom line is, when push comes to shove, if someone asks you a question, you should know the answer. Right?
What happens if you're wrong?
What? Don't be wrong. What do you mean, what happens if you're wrong? Shenemar. Emor lechach ma'achosiyat. Wisdom is my sister, meaning it's as close to me as my sister's close to me. Sheneva omer, a bunch of psukim here. Kishem al tatzbotecha, kitzim alucha libecha, right on your heart. Vomar kichitzim biad gibor kein b'nei hanu'urim. Vomar chitzim gibor shenunim. Vomar chitzecha shenunim amecha tachtecha yiplu. Vomar ashrei agever shamole es ashpaso mehem lo yevoshu ki yidabru es oivim bashar. Mai ve'ez oivim bashar. What does that mean? Amar b'chir bar abba. Amar afilu av ubeno v'arav v'talmito sh'oskim b'torah b'shar echad. Nasim oivim zeh zeh. They become enemies in terms of learning. Not they're not enemies, just in terms of the learning. But they end up figuring it out. Shinemar es vahev besufa, altruki besufa, ela besofa. Fine. Tanar banan.
Yeah. Very often they say, let me check it out. They don't want to answer right away. Let me go look into the
So there's a balance between that and saying, I don't know, don't ask me, I don't know anything. Right? You know, you yourself that answer to that question. Right? Tanar banan. Visamtem, which is samtam, a good poison. Nimshla Torah kisam chayim. Torah is like not a poison; it's really an elixir. Mashal adam shahikas bino maka gedola. He put a maka on. He hit his kids. He put a bandaid. Viniach lo riti al makaso v'amol abni. Calls manchar riti as well makasecha. If as long as you're wearing the bandage, echa mashan ascha, you can do whatever you want. Shtei mashan ascha, you can check whatever you want. V'rochatz bein becham bein mitznonin. V'anatam esyare. V'mata mavira harehu mala nima. If you take it off, you're gonna have problems, right? Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Amalehem Yisrael Bni Barasi Eitzahara Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. I created the Eitzahara. I created the Torah as a spice. What does that mean as a spice? Oh, many pshatim about that, right? Because the Torah takes the it's sweet. Spice is sweetened food. You can't eat spices by themselves. No one does that. You can't eat them by themselves. With food, it sweetens the food. With a life that you live, the Torah will sweeten it. Right, with the light, with all your challenges, the Torah will make it sweet. That's why it's called Torah. It's called a tavlin. By itself, maybe it doesn't really work, but with a life that you live, it'll work. It'll sweeten everything. V'im ata oskim b'Torah, ein ata mintzar biyado. V'im atam oskim b'Torah, if you study Torah, right? It must be v'im ein atam oskim. Yeah, ein atem and sarbiyadu. He's not going to be given over to you. Shnemar halom titev sheis. If you do good, good. Then ein atem oskim b'Torah, atem nimsum biyado. And if not, the Torah will be given to you. Shnemar kletez lepesach chatas rovets. Sin waits by the door. V'lo od elo shekal maso umatnaso bach. It'll only be busy with that. Shnemar velecha teshuka so. It tries to ensnare you. V'matarotze atem oshal bo. But you can rule over it. Shnemar v'ata tim shal bo. You can rule over it. Tanar Banan, Kashi Yetara, Afshafil Yitro Karu Ra. Even the Creator called the Yetara Ra. Shinemar, Ki Yitzaleva Adam Ra Min Urav. Amar Vitrak, Yitro Shal Adam, Mitzchadish La B'chol Yom. The Yetara gets stronger every day. Shinemar, Rak Kol Yom. Amar Shua Ben Levi, Yitro Shal Adam, Mitzgabra La B'chol Yom, gets stronger every day. Muvakish La Miso, Shinemar, Tzofer Rosh Al Atadik, Ubikish La Miso. Vil Moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Ein Yochol Lo, He can't help you. Shinemar, Elokim Lo Yazvenu Biyado. Tana, Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Bni, Impaga b'cha menuvel zeh. If you find this menuvel, Mashkele b'esim, the menuvel means the Eitzahara. Mashkele b'esim medrash. Come, bring him to the shul. Bring him to the shir. Im Evan hu, if he's a stone, Nimuach, he'll melt. Im Barzel hu, if he's a Barzel, Mispotzeitz, he'll shatter. Shenemar, Hello, kol divrei keish, no mashem, kipatish, yotzutz, yiputzatz, sela.
Do you have any idea what that means?
No. The bottom line is that Torah is the way, is the antidote to the Yetzirah. So whatever the Yetzirah is coming to you as, whatever it's challenging you with, whatever it is, whatever avera it's challenging you, Torah will solve it. That's probably why Evan is a remiss to this, and Aaron is a remiss to that. Whatever it is. It's a big Torah out there. A lot of losases. A lot of challenges for people. Although the truth is it's only like two or three challenges. Well, let's get real. Right, the same two or three challenges for everybody, basically. Right, no one really has a taiva to eat treif. No one really has a taiva to wear shatnas. Right, no one really does that. It's really the same two or three things that apply to everybody. Go to the basic measures, you'll be fine. Am I wrong to say that? That's really two or three challenges for everybody. Am I wrong? Yeah. It's the same, right? It's money, women. What else?
Covered.
And covered. That's it. It's all three. It's all those three things.
And lashon hara.
Lashon hara. Correct. That's it. Well, people have a taiva to miss a minion. No, they miss a minion because they're busy, they're lazy, it's a taiva, right? Who's a taiva not to put on tefillin? No one has that. It's the same four or five things, all it is, right? What? Is it?
No.
No, it's not. No. Not bizman hazeh, not, it's not a taiva. It's a convenience. Maybe it's even a little bit of a rishus. There's no excuse for that. So if you grow up in a firm environment, I don't know what kind of taiva that is.
No,
I don't think so.
Then it's not a taiva, but people who didn't grow up in it.
Okay, so you know, if you didn't grow up in that, then you have a taiva of everything. But I'm talking regular people. What's their taiva? What are their challenges? People have challenges coming to Minyan. People have challenges. Yeah, exactly. And Kavod and Lashon Hara. People have challenges coming to Minyan. It's true. It's not a small thing. People have challenges with that, and they try. It's not really a taiva. I mean, you have to go take the Yetzer Hara to the base of Medrash for that. Okay. Im even hu nimuach shenemar ha'i kol tzama l'chu mayim v'omar avonim shichku mayim. Okay, next. Lasia Isha. You have a mitzvah to marry a woman. Right? And your father has an obligation to do that for you. And we said yesterday, he probably needs to pay for it. What is your father doing for you already?
First time.
Menolon. Dichsiv. Kichu nashim v'alidu banam avonos. Kichu levnechem nashim v'esmanosechem tinul anashim. Bishloma b'no biyado. First son, you have the means to do that. Ella bito biado he. If you have a daughter, how do you have the ability to get her married? You know you can do. The boy has the. So ahachi kamar la luhu nitin la mide lubashaya umichsaya keichad dekatsvu ala inshi. Yeah, you can make her look her best and make her be the best. Therefore, people will be interested in her. Next, for lamda umnis menalan. How do you know you have a duty to teach your son a trade? Amar chizki, damar kra, ru chayim im isha asher ahavta. Im isha mamish, if it means a real woman, right? Kishem shechayiv lasi isha, kach lachayiv lom l'umnas. And im Torah, if it's a reference to Torah, then kishem shechayiv adam shechayiv lom l'Torah, kach ulu l'umnas. You have it, right? V'yesh omrim af lashito b'nahar, even to swim. My taima, chiyusihu, it could be a lifesaver. If you don't teach your son a trade, you teach him listus. Listus al gadaitach? You mean mamish? No. Elkiilu malam do listus. So my benayu, what's the difference between that shita and the Tanakamu who said you have to teach your son a trade? And what if you don't? So Rabbi Huda said, oh, it's like teaching him stealing. Doesn't the Tanakamu agree with that? What's he adding on? Iki benayu the agmari iska. No, the difference would be if you teach him a trade. Sorry. If you teach him a business, we're going to go into business. We're going to sell cups. And my son's going to be a cup salesman. Right? And what's going to happen when they invent something? You don't need cups anymore. Like they did for the typewriter. No one sells typewriters anymore. Right? No one sells typewriters anymore. No one even sells cameras anymore. So if you teach your son to sell typewriters, Rashi says, Imlam du schora. If you sell schora, I'm teaching him to sell merchandise. So of course, the Tanakama, I fulfilled my duty. I told him how to sell typewriters. No, it's got to be a trade. That business went out of business. He'll have no parnasa. He'll resort to. So according to Yehuda, it's not enough to sell him how to. Not enough to teach him how to sell typewriters. You got to teach him a trade that will never go out of style. How do you do that, right? Okay, next.
I'm interested that there's no...
Oh, wait, one more thing. The Be'iri says And this is you can put this Me'iri in your pocket and never forget this Me'iri. Never forget this Me'iri. I'll read it in Hebrew. Shechayev a lil but es b'no umnis, eina el im eina malabdo Torah. It's only if you don't teach him Torah. Aval, im limdo Torah, if you teach him Torah, eino tzarach lilamdo umnis. You don't have to teach him a profession. Why? Lefi she'im yesh Torah, yesh kemach. And when the Mishnah says, when the Brisa said, you have to teach him, you have a duty, marriage, trade, Torah, it was or Torah, or a trade. That's how the Me'iri learns that Brisa. Or Torah, or a trade. Okay? Next. You had a question, I'm sorry.
Why is there no obligation to teach your children good midos?
You don't think that's included in Torah?
Yeah, it's
right.
Right?
Yeah, but it says Torah, it's Padmala.
Correct. Like someone said yesterday, isn't that common sense? What? In Kemachim. What? What? Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yedayim. Next. Kol mitzvos ha'av ala ben. My kol mitzvos ha'av ala ben. What does that mean? Kol mitzvos ha'av ala ben. Ilei makol mitzvos demechayev avid lemevid bra. If it means every mitzvah that a father has to do for a son. Nashim chayavos? Women don't have to do that. We said that was yesterday. Vatanya, ha'av chayev bibna olamol l'ptoso av inim olo. Ela, I'm a view dachi kamer. Kol mitzvos ha'av. Seth was bothered by this yesterday. Kol mitzvos ha'av hamutelos ala ben lasos la'aviv. What you have to do for your father. The Mishnah means to get to the opposite of what it says. Echad nashim v'echad nashim chayavin. Tanina lo hadotar rabbanon. That makes sense. It says ish. Ein li ela ish. Isha minayin. How do we know Isha also has to fear her parents? Kisha omer tira'u harein kan shnayim. Imkein matam milomer ish. Why'd say ish? Because ish tzipik biyado lasos. Isha ain't tzikik biyado lasos. B'nei she reshutza cher maleha. Because she's married. She's reshutza to her husband. So if her father calls her and says, listen, can you drive me to the airport? Says, I can't. My husband needs me now. He's allowed to say that. She's allowed to say that. A man can't say that. A man can't just leave his wife there with the screaming kids and go drive his father to the airport. Right? A woman can't do that.
He may not have to come up to it.
However, listen to this. Sefer Hasidim says, Im habal tov, if the husband's a good person, yomar le'isha la'asos et sarche ha'av kodem. Take care of your father first, if he's a good person.
Before the kids,
before me.
No. It's not.
You hear? Sefer Hasidim says that. And by the way, that's you don't get to say that. The shach already. That's a Musar sefer, but the shach is a halacha sefer. He says if the husband's not makbid, then of course she's no different than a man, and her chiyuv of kibud of aim is no different than a man. If the husband's not makbid, if he is makbid, which he shouldn't be, but if he is makbid, then she doesn't have the same chiyuv as a man. And that's why it says ish im of tiro, because a woman is secondary because she has to follow her husband. Okay. Amar v'idi bar avin, Amar Rav nisgar shneim shavin. If she's divorced and she doesn't have a husband, then ain't a chenami. They're both the same. So why does it say ish? Because most of the time, most women are not divorced. Most of the time, a woman is meshubah to her husband. Correct. Tanu Rabbanan. Nemar kavetz avicha vezimecha. It says kavetz avicha vezimecha. V'nemar kavetz avicha mehoncha. Hishva kasev kibud of aim l'kavod amakom. They compared. Nemar ish v'im of tirov, nemar es hashem l'kecha tira, foso tavod, that was kavod, now mora, fear. Hishva kasev, mora is ha'av, v'im l'mora is ha'makom. They're compared. Now, nemar makal of v'im of it, mosi mazv, nemar ish ish ki kal l'kav, no secheto. Again, hishva hakasev, berchas av v'im, l'berchas ha'makom. Again, they are compared because they are the same. Aval haka, when it comes to hitting, vadai, efshar. It's impossible to say you're not allowed to hit Hashem. That's impossible. You can't even say such a thing, right? V'chein, but parents, you can hit. V'chein b'din sheshlashtem shutfin bo. But the din is that you would be chayiv for cursing, hitting, and also what's the third one? Cursing, hitting, and not having a fear, right? Sheshlashtem shutfin bo, because the three of them are a shutuf. In your creation.
It's a little hard to hit, he's amorphous.
Exactly. You can't say such a thing.
What's
Havamina
to hit him?
No, there is no Havamina. You just said it. You can't even say such a thing. However, you should just know that Hashem is just the creator of you as your parents. That's all. All right? We'll stop here at Tana Rabbanon, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.